अजमन राधे गोविंदा,
अजमन राधे गोविंदा,
अजमन राधे गोविंदा,
अजमन राधे गोविंदा,
अजमन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
अजमन गोवर्धन गिरधारी,
अजमन गोवर्धन गिरधारी,
अजमन वृंदावन संचारी,
अजमन वृंदावन संचारी,
अजमन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
अजमन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
अजमन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
अजमन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
अजमन यमुना तीर बिहारी,
अजमन यमुना तीर बिहारी,
अजमन राधा चे दोहारी,
अजमन राधा चे दोहारी,
अजमन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
अजमन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
अजमन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
अजमन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
अजमन राधे गोविंदा,
अजमन राधे गोविंदा,
अजमन वृंदावन संचारी,
अजमन वृंदावन संचारी,
अजमन यमुना तीर विहारी,
अजमन यमुना तीर विहारी,
अजमन
सहनावतु सहनौभुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। वासुदेवेन्द्रयोगीन्द्रं नत्वा गानप्रदं गुरुं मुमुच्छूनां हितार्थाय तत्त्वबोधो विधीयते। सो वी हैव सीन द डिफिनिशन ऑफ आत्मन। व्हाट इज द डिफिनिशन? स्थूल सूक्ष्म कारण शरीर व्यतिरिक्त देन दी पंचकोशा, द सेम थिंग अगेन एक्सप्लेन इन अदर वे। पंचकोशा पंच दू थ्री फोर फाइव पंचकोशा तीत देन थ्री अवस्था थ्री स्टेट्स वेकिंग ड्रीम डीप स्लीप स्टेट ही इज द साक्षी। एंड देन व्हेन यू वी हैव डन विवेक थ्री वेज। फर्स्ट वे द विवेक वाज शरीर त्रय विवेक। शरीर त्रय विवेक मीन्स ही इज नॉट स्थूल शरीर, ही इज नॉट सूक्ष्म शरीर, ही इज नॉट। नेक्स्ट विवेक वी डिड पंचकोश, वी हैव नॉट डन। द फर्स्ट इज नहीं avastha tray sakshi, that vivek we have done, that he is the sakshi of three vivek. Now the third vivek we are going, panchakosha. So what is the food seat? Annamay kosha. One line. Annamay kosha, this body is made of anna, sustained by anna, dissolves into anna, khatam, annamay kosha. Then comes pranamay. One thing more is there, that each this kosha is subtler than the previous one. Food seat is the gross. The food seat is gross body, and these three seats, vital air, mental and intellectual, constitute the subtle body, and bliss seat is the causal body. This seat pervades and controls this. Vital air seat pervades and controls annamaya kosha. Manomaya pervades and controls pranamaya and annamaya. Then this intellectual suite, it pervades and controls all three. And the subtlest is bliss seat. It pervades and controls all other seats. So what was pranamaya kosha? Pranamaya kosha is called kriya shakti, powerhouse. And it connects gross body with the subtle body. You have to remember, the connecting is the wire, the connection, the electricity is the subtle body, kriya shakti. It connects gross body and subtle body. And in all, there are five types of prana we have seen. Prana, apana, udana, and samana. And what is common in all that? An. An means to move. An means to move. Pra plus an is equal to pran. Upper movement. Upper movement means from the navel to throat. Upper movement, inhaling and exhaling, is called prana. Apan. Apan is up plus an. Apan. Lower movement. From navel to the organs of excretion. Apan. Then saman, sam plus an. Saman, sam means samikaran. Samikaran means digestion. Samikaran. Bhyan, what is bhyan? B plus an. B means vyapti, pervades everywhere. Bhyan. Then whatever is the nutrients after digestion is available is distributed. Vyapta, in whole body it is. Goes. Udan, ut plus an, udan, the reverse process. Reverse process means, instead of going inside, throwing out, sneezing, burping, then crying, tears coming out. These are all udan. And this udan vayu is also required for ejecting the subtle body from this body. This vayu, udan vayu, is required for taking the subtle body out of this body, udan. And there are five upapranas also we have seen. What are those? Naga, Kurma, Krikala, Devadatta, and Dhananjaya. And their function also we have seen. Next, pran is called jeshtha and shreshtha. Jeshtha means senior. Shreshtha means best. Why it is called jeshtha, senior? Because it starts functioning before any other organs start functioning, before the mind or other digestion system start. The prana first comes in for the circulation and digestion. Other indriyas have not started. The prana comes. That is why it's called jeshtha, dada, senior most. And why it is called shreshtha? No raga and desha. And all other indriyas, there is a raga and dvesh. Because they have got the raga and dvesh, they get tired. All other indriyas have got a raga and dvesh. Because of raga and desh, they get tired and they require rest. But the prana, do they take rest? They don't take rest. Why? No raga and desh. So that is why from the day one to the vinasyati, continuously it is going on. Now comes the manomaya kosha. So let us read manomaya kosha. Manomaya kosha kaha. Manascha gyanendriya panchakam. Militva yo bhavati. Saha manomaya kosha. So how many things are there in manomaya kosha?
Six.
Mind plus five organs of perception. Together, we say it is manomaya kosha. And mind is the seat of all emotions. Anger, love, compassion. This is the seat of all emotions. And it energizes and controls all physiological, vital air and food seed. Let me tell you before I forget, how they control the lower ones. Suppose there is a dead body, no prana, no movement. Now suppose you put only prana, what happens? Movement is there, the body has become active. No mind. What to do, not to do? No action. Suppose you put mind, mind is there. Organs of perception and all, they are working. It will start functioning. Organs will start functioning. I want to see Gurudev's photo. Mind is there. I will see. If mind is not there, no. Then comes the buddhi. Buddhi controls the mind also. One by one, we are putting in the dead body. When buddhi comes, then they take start decision. But still, anandamaya kosha is not there. Most subtlest. Why anandamaya kosha is needed? Because all our actions are for the ananda only. Behind all actions, what is the prime mover? Ananda. You see, the ananda is pervading and controlling all other sita. Got it? Prana and mind are interconnected. In Upadesha, it is Raman Maharshi says, Sakhayo Dvai. They are the branches of the same trunk. Suppose in one tree, one trunk, there are two branches. If you pull the lower branch, the upper branch also comes down. Similarly, when the mind is very much agitated, you are angry, then at that time your swasas are also, breathing is high. If mind is agitated, do pranayam, mind will calm down. So they have got a connection. What is their connection? They are branches of the same maya. That is why by pranayam I can control my mind, and by mind I can control my pranas also. They disturb. They are interconnected. But the pranayam should be done under the guidance of a guru, not by tape. Never do that. Why? Because it is the Kriya Shakti, it will disturb your Kriya Shakti, disbalance your Kriya Shakti, powerhouse will be disturbed. So it should be always done in the presence of Guru. But our teacher says, instead of pranayam, you can get the same benefit if you start doing pranavichana. Pranavichana means just concentrate on the inhaling and exhaling. Don't try to disturb the rhythm of your inhaling and exhaling. In pranayam, we change the rhythm. They will tell you, inhale, count four. Then hold, count four. Then they will say, exhale, count six. Again hold, count four. This way. And there are many variations, thousands of variations. Some will be start with five, some will be start with 10. Different types of variations are there. the best way according to our Vedanta Mahatma, they say you do the prana vichan. Vichan means concentrate your mind, bring it here, just see the going inside and outside, that's all. That will also give you the same benefit. And at the mental level, when we call it a, we are at the mental level, when the thoughts are at, in the state of volition, it's changing. We have not decided whether we'll come to satsang today or not. I'm thinking in the morning. That thought is called mind. The moment I decide, same thought becomes buddhi, function of buddhi. Because of the different functions, we have got mana and buddhi. Very good. Then after that, with this organs of perception, five organs of perception, you know five organs of perception, na? Those who will listen tape, they will not understand. So with five organs of perception, we are receiving all stimuli that is given to the mind, and each organ has got the power to receive only one particular type of stimuli only. Eyes cannot hear, nose cannot see. Each has got different function, but all five of them will take the stimuli and refer it to mind. And mind in Kindle Life, Gurudev has said, is a clerk. What is the job of the clerk? The job of the clerk is to receive the file, receive the document, put a seal, received on this day, refer it to the officer. And who is officer in us? Buddhi. It has to go to Buddhi. And what Buddhi will do? Buddhi will say, yes, I have to take a decision. What I have to do? I have to refer it to memory, past record. Whenever you take a decision, you have to go to the past record. The moment you go to the past record will say, yes, it happened earlier also, and we took this decision. Again, the file goes back to clerk, mind. Mind instructs the organs of actions, organs of action, and they act in the world. This is the process we follow. And when mind is not available, then these organs of perceptions, eyes are open. The mind is not there. You will not be able to see a person, your own friend, coming from the other side. Very good. Then, identified with the mind, manomaya kosha, I say, I am happy or unhappy. And this is termed as Ichha Shakti. The Kriya Shakti is pranamaya kosha. Manomaya kosha is Ichha Shakti. So this is manomaya kosha, now vijnanamaya kosha. Vijnanamaya kaha buddhi jnanendriya panchakam militva yo bhavati sa vijnanamaya kosha. So it constitutes of, again, six things. One is intellect, another is five. Karmendriya or Gyanendriya? Karmendriya or Gyanendriya? Gyanendriya, organs of perception. Intellect plus five organs of perception. And what is buddhi? Buddhi is nischayatmika buddhi. When we take a decision, the same thought, we say, is the function of buddhi. This controls the manomaya kosha also and the lower kosha. Buddhi, vijnanamaya kosha controls manomaya kosha, pranamaya kosha and annamaya kosha. It controls. So all our emotions should be controlled by buddhi. So mind should be under the control of. That is why Lord says, make your buddhi your sarthi. But statistics shows that 95% people are emotional. They don't take the help of buddhi. So what happens? Suppose the clerk mind, without referring the file to buddhi, he starts taking decision and giving instruction to the organs of action. Stimuli are coming from Gyanendriya, coming referred to the mind. Mind says, no, 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 why I should send to the officer? I am the officer. Start taking action. The actions will be wrong, actions will be there. And after that, we have seen, we repent, why I did all this thing? I should have thought of this thing. That means at the time of action, I took decision from the mental level. I didn't think. So ask him, why you have done? मन ने जो कहा वो कर दिया, मेरे मन में आया कर दिया. मनोमय. सो इग्नोरेंस ऑफ द सेल्फ फर्स्ट मैनिफेस्ट एट द इंटेलेक्ट लेवल दैट आई एम डूअर. बिकॉज ऑफ द इग्नोरेंस ऑफ द सेल्फ द फर्स्ट थॉट इज अहंकार. अहम करता इति अहंकार. आई एम द डूअर. And the next it follows, when this ahankar is identified with the annamaya kosha, then what do you say? I am fat, I am tall, I am short. When the same ahankar is identified with the pranamaya kosha, then what do you say? I am? No, I am hungry, I am thirsty, pranamaya kosha. When the same ego is identified with the mind, then I say, I am happy, I am unhappy. And with this intellect, you can understand the knowledge of self also. Knowledge of self can also be understood at this level. And this is the seat of all values. Whatever values are written in Bhagavad Gita, in Upanishad, or in all the scriptures, and whatever we are giving to our children in Bal Vihar, they are all seated in our intellect. If in my intellect is that I give more value to money, then what will I do? I will go on collecting money, earning more and more, more and more, and saving. If I am giving more value to money, only the intellect can discriminate between right and wrong, between dharma and adharma. You cannot do it at any other level. Intellect is needed. If the intellect is not developed, they cannot discriminate between dharma and adharma. The animals, they don't have developed intellect. They have got the mind. But the intellect is also very rudimentary. Cow cannot understand what is dharma and adharma. Cow can understand whether this grass is green or not, it is eatable or not. Whether it is, if it is eatable, it will eat, otherwise it will go away. That much intellect they have got. But what is right, what is wrong, what is dharma, what is adharma, they don't understand. They always work at the mind level, the instinct level. Then Guruji says, the function of intellect is to innovate, create, discover, visualize, imagine, observe, conclude, inquire, question, recognize, assimilate, etc. are the intellectual abilities. These are the functions of. Now how it functions? Suppose you are sitting in a cinema hall watching a movie. Hall is dark, mosquito comes and surrenders, sits on your feet. Then he realizes, he's Acharya, Sattik Gun Pradhan, I will not get such a blood anywhere else, bites you. So immediately, your Indriya refers the matter to mind, something wrong is there. Mind sends it to intellect. Intellect refers to memory. Memory tells it happened earlier also. This is a mosquito. What you have to do? Take an action. Hit. Comes to the mind. Mind refers to the hand. Hand straightway. In a millisecond it happens, all this process. Intellect. So make your buddhi a sarthi, and this is termed as jnana sakti. So we have got three shaktis. First is Kriya Shakti. Where is this Kriya Shakti? प्राण में. सो यू शुड बी वेरी केयरफुल अबाउट योर प्राण. प्राणायाम इज नॉट क्रिटिसाइज. प्राणायाम इज वेरी गुड फॉर योर हेल्थ, वेरी गुड आई टेल यू. बट यू मस्ट लर्न इट फ्रॉम ए प्रॉपर गुरु. इट्स अ पावर हाउस, इट मे गेट डिस्टर्ब. प्राण दैट इज क्रिया शक्ति एंड वेरी द इच्छा शक्ति एंड बुद्धि और माइंड. माइंड गॉड यू आर ऑल लिसनिंग. एंड लास्ट वन इज ज्ञान शक्ति. सो वी हैव गॉट थ्री शक्ति एंड ज्ञान शक्ति इज इन द इंटेलेक्चुअल लेवल. सी द थॉट आर द सेम एट द मेंटल लेवल एंड द इंटेलेक्ट. बोथ आर वृत्ति, बोथ आर थॉट, बट द फंक्शन आर डिफरेंट. When it is in the state of volition, we say it is the function of mind. The moment I decide, then we say it is the function of buddhi. This is vijnanamaya kosha. Then we come to anandamaya kosha. What is anandamaya? Anandamaya kaha? Eva meva. Karan sarir bhuta. अविद्यास्थ मलिन सत्वम प्रियादि वृत्ति सहितम सत् आनंदमय कोशः एतत् कोश पंचकम. दिस इज फाइव कोश. दिस यू कैन सी ऑल कोश. द वर्ड एतत् रिप्रेपर दिस. दिस इज एतत् पंचकोश है आनंदमय कोश. द सटलेस अमंग ऑल द फाइव सीट इज आनंदमय कोश है ब्लिस सीट. व्हाई वी कॉल इट सटल? व्हाट इज द डेफिनेशन ऑफ सटल इन अवर शास्त्र? परवेसिवनेस. इट इज, इट परवेड्स एवरीथिंग. एंड द एग्जांपल आइस क्यूब 1 inch by 1 inch. It takes 1 inch square space. Melt it. It will take more space, more than 1 square inch. So water is subtler than. Now vaporize it. It will be more pervasive. So similarly, the bliss state is the. It is also called. कारण शरीर भूत. इट इज इन द फॉर्म ऑफ कॉजल बॉडी. कॉजल बॉडी वी हैव ऑलरेडी स्टडीड अर्लियर. कारण शरीर. व्हाट इज कारण शरीर? शरीर द्वयस्य कारण मात्रम अविद्या रूपम. देन देयर वर टू एडजेक्टिव्स गिवन देयर. व्हाट आर द टू एडजेक्टिव्स गिवन टू दैट? अनादि एंड अनिर्वचनीय. कलियुग अनिर्वचनीय. अनादि बिगिनिंगलेस टाइम. व्हेन इट स्टार्टेड वी कांट से. अनिर्वचनीय बिकॉज वी कांट से इट इज सत और असत. सो देयर बाय इट इज अनिर्वचनीय. सो टू थिंग्स आर देयर इन दिस स्टेट. नंबर वन, आई एम इग्नोरेंट अबाउट my own self and I am ignorant of karan sharir. Ignorant of whole world. Karan sharir is, what is that? Deep sleep. In deep sleep what happens? I do not know my own true nature and I do not know the world also. In jagrit avastha I know world but I do not know. In sapna avastha, but in all three states I don't know. So I don't know my true nature and I don't know the world also. But there is bliss there. There is a vritti which is called abhavakar vritti. One vritti is bhavakar. I am seeing chair. The chair vritti is bhavakar. I am a form of chair is going inside. A vritti, a thought is going inside, but nothing is there. Then we call it abhavakar vritti. In the deep sleep, there is no thought. When the thoughts are there, then you are not in deep sleep. In deep sleep, no thought. Abhavakar vritti. That Abhavakar vritti is soaked in the bliss, like a rasgulla is soaked in syrup. That is why we experience sukh in deep sleep. But we don't experience while we are in the deep sleep. Why so? Mind and senses are not available at that time. That is why we do not experience at that time. But
you remember.
So the ego is there. What type of ego is there? Very thin. Good, 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 good. Thin ego is there. That thin ego, the doer is there, and it records in the memory that we experience. So then we recall the memory in the morning and say, we slept well. So there is a peace and joy inside. During that state, there is a peace and joy. You see, when night falls, all objects and their all distinctions are covered in darkness. Suppose in the Amavasya Ratri, there is no light here. So you will not be able to see in your room all furnitures. They are not destroyed. They all merge into the darkness. But when the light comes in the morning, you are able to see everything. Similarly, in deep sleep, in the causal body, they all merge into ignorance. There is no duality, there is no anger, there are no thoughts, all merged. Like in darkness, all distinct features of all the furnitures in the room are merged in the darkness. They don't lose their identity, but in the morning you are able to see all of them clearly. Similarly, in the deep sleep, anxiety, ego, and all those things are not there, all merged. But the moment you wake up, they all come back. Cleaner the water, pure the water, the reflection will be bright and clear. If the water is muddy, the reflection will be muddy. Similarly, if your mind, if the water of your mind is pure, clear, the reflection of the self will be clear. But if the mind is impure, impure means agitations. If the agitations are there, you will not experience. In the deep sleep, what happens? No thoughts. No agitation. So therefore, you experience the bliss of the self in the deep sleep, because no thoughts are there. Even in waking state, you will find when the thoughts are less, you are sukhi. But why we say malina sattva? We say malina sattva because that sukh is sullied by the ignorance. Ignorance is there in the deep sleep. There is ignorance, malin sattva. That is why we are not able to experience at that time, malin sattva. And sattva-gun is required. Sattva-gun is required for knowledge. And the source of all this sukha is one or many? There is only one source of sukha. But it comes via something, via prakriti. That is why it binds. The Lord has said, sattvat sanjayate jnanam. Sattva-gun is required for the knowledge. When the sattva-gun is there, then the knowledge will happen. So what we have to do? We have to increase our sattva. But here, in the deep sleep, the sattva-gun is overpowered by tamas. Sleep is nidra is tamas. So tamas has overpowered. And we have studied in chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita also that sattva, rajas, tamas, these three guna will be always there, but they will go up and down. The proportion will always continuously change. In the morning, we are sattva guni, in the daytime, we are rajoguni, in the night, tamoguni. So in the deep sleep, is the tamogun overpowered. That is why it is called malin sattva. Then what we experience in the waking state? In the waking state also, we experience sukha. This waking state experience of the sukh is different for different people, and we can measure the degrees. But the deep sleep sukh is the one and same for the king and the beggar. Both experience the same sukh, one homogeneous, but in the waking state it is different. How is that? Priya adi vritti sahitam. In the waking state it is with the three types of vritti: priya, mod and pramod. What is priya? It is said ishta vastu darshan janya sukham. Ishta vastu darshan janya sukham. And the example given by Mahatma, that you are just thinking that your son from India will come to America, will you get sukh or dukh? Sukh. This is priya. Just by thinking, you get sukh. Then moda, ishta vastu prapti janya sukham. You reach airport, international airport O'Hare, then you see him coming out of the customs. Previous one was just thinking, you have not seen. Now the sukh which you will experience when you see him is called moda. And when he comes near you, you hug him, then pramoda. So pramoda is ishta vastu anubhuti janya sukham. When you experience it, ishta vastu anubhuti. First one is darshan, second is prapti, and third one is anubhuti. You experience it. So there are three different levels of the sukh which we experience from the objects of the world. And these again can be sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. These sukh can be sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. Sukh of listening bhajan, sukh of listening rock music. One is sattva, another is rajas, you see. Sattva, rajas, sattvic and rajasic. Sahitam. Then the sukh of anandamaya kosh is always associated with the prakriti. Everything other than om is maya, na? Prakriti. So when it is filtered through the maya, then it is priya, mod and pramod. So the sukh of bliss is different from when associated with the maya. When associated with the objects of the world, it is through maya. And these priya, mod and pramod binds us, anandamaya kosh binds us, and the bliss never does that. So it is panchakosha vivek is over. Then who am I? I am other than panchakosha. How to get there? We'll take up in our next class. Next class will be on 12th of December. On 12th of December. 21st? No, we have got next week is Diwali. Next, after that is our teachers' meeting. Third. Then after that I will be in Minneapolis. 5th December we have got again combined session. Next available date is art fair. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti.